Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. Oh, no, 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 no. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. The NBA, college basketball, NHL, yes, golf. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big DraftKings, FanDuel, whatever. No, 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 no. Johnny come latelys. My bookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules, you name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at mybookie.ag. Use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. Now, make sure you read the rules on payouts regarding bonus wagering. It does require certain levels of wagering to collect your money, but if you just want to bet straight up, you don't want the deposit, you want to make a one-time bet for $1 million, win it, and then walk away, fine. You can do that as well. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. If you're like me, getting back in shape is always a goal, but that's what it remains, a goal. That's why I'm excited about our new advertiser, FitBod. FitBod is a fitness app that tailors workouts to fit your life, your goals, your gear, and even your schedule. It's like having a personal trainer in your pocket. Whether you're a gym rat or just trying to get back in the groove like me, FitBod evolves with you, tweaking routines to push your limits and maximize your gains. And FitBod keeps things fun, mixing in different exercises, reps, supersets, and circuits. It's like a new challenge every time you work out. It's time to ditch the boring routines and kickstart your fitness journey. Add FitBod to your workout essentials. Join FitBod today to get your personalized workout plan. Get 25% off your subscription by trying the app for free at fitbod.me/zabe. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's fitbod.me/zabe. Today on the ZABEcast. So I'm all about being happy and hopeful Tiger Woods makes a full recovery, but this dress-up Sunday on the PGA Tour was a bit much. Andy Poland joins me for our weekly Monday roundup. If February was for posturing, March is going to be for cutting deals with unhappy quarterbacks. All that plus what is the tip for a dog walker who takes a bullet for your pups. Your 45-minute dose of Pure Me is locked and loaded, so buckle up and let's go!
Here we go!
Monday, March 1st, 2021. Hallelujah, we are here. I know, March is just like February. I've dubbed it February 2, Electric Boogaloo. And the weather is not going to be good around my parts in the DMV for quite some time. It's not going to be good around the parts, which is my other home, which is Milwaukee and Wisconsin, for even longer than that. About a month later, generally speaking. They're about a month behind where I live currently. That said, there is huge psychological relief every year for turning the calendar into March. Now, normally, I'd be counting down the days to ZABE Vegas, because I'd been doing ZABE Vegas in the spring, either with just buddies or whomever, or with listeners, for damn near 18 years. And then last year, we thought we were going to get it in. We were hanging on by a thread at the last minute. We're still going to do it. We're going to go. And then it all just got collapsed. So I always look forward in March to, okay, turn the calendar. ZABE Vegas is coming. Hang in there. It's going to be great. Tournament is going to be great. That lightens the mood. Spring baseball, spring training. Normally, I don't really give spring training two looks because I'm not that fanatic of a baseball fan, but having spring training this year back again after it was shut down last year is glorious. And the fact there are a limited amount of fans in the stands is glorious, and I'm happy about it. There are fans in arenas now where I thought for sure, wait a minute, There's no way they have fans. Like the Rangers in hockey apparently had some fans. I really need to start scouring box scores and looking for attendance numbers to see exactly where fans are being let back into stadiums. And it's going to keep coming and keep coming. I saw Nate Silver on Twitter said that with the new approval of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, adding to the supply chain, and he was doing some rough calculations, he said pretty much by the end of April, at our current vaccination rate and with the supply, we might be at 70% of the adult population vaccinated, which I think, and I'm playing armchair epidemiologist now, will be well into herd immunity at that number if we actually vaccinate that many, because at least 30% of the population has already had COVID, like I did. So the tournament is going to happen. It's going to be a little bit weird, but it's going to be good. And I'm starting to watch more college hoops right now. And I'm going to get into it. Big win for Maryland over Michigan State on Sunday. They are securely off the bubble and in. That's going to be fun for fans of the DMV. Wisconsin rallied against Illinois. Dimitri Trice was just burying bucket after bucket, but he wasn't enough. They fell. So they're kind of sliding at the wrong time, but will likely be in. And I'm ready. I'm ready. March is here. And there was a smattering of fans in Florida for the golf tournament where Colin Morikawa was your winner, even though he didn't wear red and black. And now people are having to swat that away. Like, look, if a guy didn't wear red and black, don't make a big deal of it. I'll talk more about this with Andy in just a second. Here's one, though, that is absolute gold. Headline, official misses Eastern Washington field goal while adjusting mask in epic blunder. Somehow a 39-game winning streak ended via blowout wasn't the weirdest thing to happen during an atypically timed college football Saturday. Instead, the crown for the most bizarre play, writes Jack Baer for Yahoo Sports, belonged to a game between Eastern Washington and Idaho. Early in the fourth quarter, Eastern Washington's kicker Seth Harrison missed a field goal attempt to keep the score tied at 21. At least that's how the play went down in the official box score. Unofficially, and more accurately, Harrison made the chip shot that should have given the team the lead, but there is one small problem. The official under the goalposts wasn't looking. Further review appeared to show the official was adjusting his mask as the play took place, and he didn't even seem to look up as the kick sailed through. For an official not looking up, the kick would certainly look like a miss because it bounced as if it hit the right goalpost. In reality, the football bounced off the bottom of the Kibbe Dome's large scoreboard placed just above the goalposts. Even after review, the officials ruled the kick was no good. Oh my God. This was like an indoor game.
We're going to show it to you. Don't pay attention where the ball goes because you're not going to see it. Watch the official. Is Etienne not happy? Watch the official. He's not on the post when the ball is kicked. I'm not even sure he looked up. Seemed like he was adjusting his mask.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, Dennis, I didn't see that official even look up. And
how does replay not fix that? Oh, you replay people. The missed field goal. Quote, missed field goal was eventually followed by an Idaho touchdown with the Vandals winning 28-21 to open their season. Who knows how the game would have played out had Eastern Washington had taken the early lead in the fourth quarter with that field goal. Wow. Replay. Keep defending it, people. It works. Maybe. Sort of. Kind of. Not really. Some of the time. Possibly. All right, let's get to our man Andy Pohl. To give you an idea of just how fast the news cycle moves these days, maybe the most well-known athlete on the planet nearly died, and I couldn't remember, Andy, if you and I had talked about it last week. That's how quick everything goes nowadays. How you doing, Andy?
I'm doing fine. Yeah, we did a recorded podcast last Sunday night, and I guess Monday morning
was when it happened.
Yeah. We didn't find out about it. It was, happened, 10 o'clock our time, Eastern time, and I didn't find out about it till about 2:30 in the afternoon.
So, wait, it happened Monday morning, though?
Yeah, in Los Angeles, so it would have been about 7 o'clock West Coast.
Right,
West
but we tape time. We taped Sunday night. That's right, the thing. Everything moves so quick this week. From holy shit, Tiger Woods put his car into a tree. Oh my God, he might lose his leg. Oh my God, okay, it's not that bad. Okay, it's bad, but he's not going to play for a while. Okay, he's going to get more treatment. He'll probably be fine. Hey, did we talk about this last week? That's how quickly it moved. Now, we don't know what the ultimate outcome is going to be. He has been moved to a lower level trauma hospital, and he has had a secondary clean out. I mean, he's looking at potentially, let's hope there's no infection, something similar to Alex Smith.
Yeah, one puzzling thing, though, we heard initially injuries to both legs. I haven't heard anything about the left leg. Is that fine?
No, it was multiple injuries to one leg. So, in other words, he smashed his fibia and tibia in two places on the right leg with additional foot and ankle injuries to boot.
Okay. Well, look, Alex Smith made it back. There seems to be a camp that will scold you for even suggesting that Tiger plays again, and another camp that says, oh, look at Tiger, he's overcome everything and went 11 years without a major and won the Masters, so don't count him out.
I've already said I'm not betting against him. I think he'll tee it up again on the PGA Tour. Whether or not he's any good, can make the cut, I don't know, but I don't think he has swung his last driver in anger as a pro. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's so. I mean, with no real medical expertise on this,
Stay in a Holiday Inn Express once.
Yeah. That's, but I look at it this way too. Now, Ben Hogan was a lot younger, but the medical state of the art in 1949 was not anything close to what it is now.
Oh, a joke compared to now. Yeah.
Right. So, he made it back and won a major 60 months later.
That is true. Competition wasn't what it was. What it is now. So there's that. The thing that really set Alex Smith back was the infections. They couldn't get on top of the infections. And that's what caused them to carve out half of his lower leg. So it looked like a mostly eaten chicken wing when it was all said and done.
Yeah. Now, his thing also, he got immediate attention because the doctors were there. It took several minutes to get to Tiger. Right. And they also said that he had that compartmental syndrome.
Yes.
Which he could have lost his leg had they not quickly gotten him to a hospital.
Remember when Jason Taylor for the Redskins, former Miami Dolphin?
Yeah.
Is it Jason Taylor? I think that's not right. The handsome guy that was on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
Damn it. We're both getting old here. We can't remember.
Yeah. It's been a few years. But yeah, I mean his
Yeah, it was. It was Jason Taylor. Yes. Yes.
I think that's right. But he said, I need to wait until Dr. Andrews shows up. And so Andrews called from the hospital where he was in North Carolina, and he said, well, that's fine, but I'll be working on one leg for you. So,
oh wow!
He had surgery in the hospital here.
He basically, Jason Taylor said he had compartment syndrome that set in like overnight when he was sleeping at home, and he was in excruciating pain because it was building up in his leg. And if they had not swooped in to take care of it, he would have lost his leg.
Yeah. He got kicked, I guess, during a game, and didn't do anything till the next day.
So on the Tiger front, now today, many pros, but not everybody, wore red and black as a tribute to Tiger. And my reaction, along with a few of my other golf nerds, was a gigantic eye roll to say, that's enough already. Yeah. What did you think of it?
I thought, look, he's not dead.
Right.
And it's fine. Everybody recognizes what Tiger has meant to the game. He's made them all a lot richer. And he's certainly brought a lot more people in the tent like me.
Sure.
But I thought that was over the top. I understand it wasn't everybody. It was just a handful of guys.
The funny thing is, Andy, those that know pro golf know how lucrative endorsement deals are for clothing. Mm-hmm. And these guys don't get to choose. I mean, they've got some leeway, but the clothing manufacturers say, here, you're wearing this today. And they script your outfits throughout the week. This is why guys like Brooks Koepka wore the ugliest flowered Nike ball caps during the U.S. Open and the PGA Championship, where people are like, why are you wearing a hat like that? It was almost like the line in Caddyshack. Oh, I bet with a hat like that, you get a free bowl of soup. It's not because he thought it looked money. It's because Nike thought that would move product. It did not. But they wear the shit that their endorsers tell them to wear. And when it comes to, hey, it's a big Sunday on the PGA Tour, can you wear something different? A lot of them are like, I can't. I don't even have red and black in my suite of colors.
Huh. They couldn't FedEx them a shirt? That's
Maybe go to the pro shop and buy something else. Right. I bet if they decided like, hey, I'm just going to go to the pro shop, get whatever's red and some black pants, their endorser, whether it's Under Armour or Adidas or whomever, might have said, we will bill you for the missed day. We're paying per round, per tournament for you to wear our stuff.
Huh. Yeah, you know, a couple quick stories on that. One was from an all-star game. I think it was Alan Trammell, whose jersey got lost, and they managed to get a Tigers jersey from a store, and they used a magic marker to put his number on the back because they couldn't do that. Yeah, and here's another one. The NBA has since changed, but they had a rule that the team had to wear the same color shoes. And most teams wore white shoes, but the Celtics in those days wore green shoes. And so Danny Ainge or somebody, I was in Dallas when this happened, his shoe broke. And so they couldn't get him a green pair of sneakers. So they bought a white pair and they used a magic marker to paint them green before the game. Yeah.
Now they're all different colors and the socks are crazy as well. From an apparel standpoint, I just thought it was a bit much because look, he's going to live. And the other part of it was, I think, very interesting because he said he has no recollection of the crash, or he didn't say that. That word leaked out through his camp. Now, it's completely reasonable to think, yeah, I could see that happening. However, Andy, this is his third major automotive fuck-up. Mm-hmm. First one on Thanksgiving to the fire hydrant. Second one when he was gorked out going the wrong way at 3 a.m. and then ended up in the holding tank, which you saw in the documentary. Mm-hmm. And this is now the third one. On a otherwise weatherless, no deer jumped in his way, no car ran him off the road, flew off the road going through the other lane. Three big fuck-ups. No skid marks. Three big fuck-ups.
Right.
Question, at what point do you have to say, I'm sorry, but you need a driver? Because driving ain't your thing.
Well, I would think that from now on, whenever he's doing any kind of official business, which he was, I guess, for golf.com or whoever, when he's, you know, getting ready to do that thing with Breeze and who's the quarterback for the Chargers.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Bear. Justin Hebert.
Herbert.
He's not. Justin Herbert.
He's not Louisiana. But I would think that the thing about not being able to remember, I can tell you this. I had a bike accident about a year and a half ago.
Yes. Did you remember that?
No, I don't have any recollection of the accident. None. I was.
Do you remember how you fell?
No, nothing. I had a concussion. I was blacked out briefly. It wasn't very long. The guy I was riding with said, I was up in a matter of seconds.
Right.
But no, I have absolutely no recollection of it. So you probably suffered a concussion.
So but when they found him, he was alert and responsive
and answered
to his name. The only reason I bring this up, Andy, is because now he said he doesn't remember anything, or as people let that leak out there, he doesn't have to answer any questions. What happened? Were you going too fast? Were you texting? Were you gorked out on goofballs? Answer, I don't know. I blacked out. And scene.
No, but they have the black box. They have the...
Well, but that doesn't tell whether he was on some kind of, pain pill, or doesn't tell if he was texting at the time. It just will say how fast he was going.
But wouldn't the Bluetooth tell you whether he was using the
Somebody has to search for it. Remember, after the Thanksgiving night debacle, who erased his security footage? Tiger.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it's a bit much. Now, then there's a layer of how much worship of this guy is appropriate and should it be dialed back just a bit. Phil Mushnick with a piece in the New York Post on Friday. I don't know if you read it or not.
I did, yeah.
He said, thus far, the truth is he crashed his vehicle. A civil court judge once explained to me the difference between a crash and an accident. Big difference. The preliminary evidence shows it wasn't an accident, as caused by unlucky fate, as the New York Times would report, but this was the result of his flagrantly reckless driving, even if no drugs were involved this time. And he goes on to say that the media keeps giving him a pass just because he's now a redemptive figure. And so the thought crossed my mind of what athlete has done so wrong off the field or off the court that they have officially been left behind by the media, who wants to give redemption stories to athletes like Tiger, like Kobe, and others. Pete Rose?
Yeah, I mean,
OJ? OJ's like the only one in which they go, shit, we can't defend this guy now.
Well, yeah, I'm sure there's others. I mean, J.R. Ryder is a guy who didn't,
But he wasn't a big star, though. I guess my point is, we are, in the way this sports media environment works, you get forgiven for a lot as long as you're a big enough star.
Yeah, we like comeback stories, too. I mean, we love seeing Tiger hug his son after he won the Masters. That was great with all the stupid stuff he did with the Perkins waitresses and Rachel Yucatel and all that other stuff. And
that wasn't stupid. Yucatel was hot as balls in her prime. Well, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I understand that.
The blue curtain apology. so many things that he's messed up top to bottom, but we like comeback stories.
Maybe
it was a great comeback.
Maybe Bonds. Maybe Clemens, but A-Rod has also been granted absolution.
That is one of the most remarkable things I have ever seen. that somehow A-Rod is deified now, when all he did was lie and lie and lie. And he's the only guy I've ever heard of in television that is allowed to work for multiple networks. Is there anybody else who has that?
No. It's crazy. No. And so it's like Kobe, rapist. Tiger, philandering, bad driving, nearly killed people three times, absolved. And now A-Rod, lying, cheating, throwing people under the bus, superstar.
Right. And was in the running to buy the Mets.
Yeah. Was he really in the running, though?
Well, he apparently had the money and the backing to do it.
He needed the backing. He doesn't have enough money. Having made that much in baseball, these billionaires have even more money sitting around.
Oh, this guy Cohen, who bought the team, he's now the richest owner in baseball, right? He's got like $20 billion, something like that.
Yeah, I think so. Anyway, I hope Tiger Woods makes a comeback. I think he's going to tee it up again at a PGA Tour event. But I do think the media coverage of him swung way too far, and I think the wearing the colors thing was a ridiculous reach. It's like, hey, he broke his leg. He's lucky to be alive. He's lucky he didn't fly into a family of four on their way to the park for a picnic that morning.
Right. I agree.
And and as far as the pain pills, you said to me after seeing him on Sunday night, you said you wouldn't be surprised if that accident was because of prescription medication.
Well, I don't know. I mean, but this the accident was similar to something that Junior Seau had several months before he committed suicide.
Now, Seau drove himself off a cliff in San Diego. Did he not?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this was off the road, wasn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
So was Seau's accident viewed as a suicide attempt before he did commit suicide?
I don't think it was brought up.
Okay.
It was like, that seems odd.
Right.
You know, and he was, you know, he just finished a 20-year NFL career. He was starting to do some television things. And, you know, as it turned out, he was suffering from severe depression due to all the concussions that he had.
Concussions, depression, alcoholism, pain pills, all that stuff. All right. Changing topic here. Speaking of billionaires, our local billionaire, Dan Snyder, continues to be under siege. And the lawsuits that are flying beneath the radar are getting more and more juicy. Jessica McLuhan now, Andy, is going to be called to testify because they think that she was feeding dirt to Moog and company and the minority partners to get Snyder to sell, along with your friend Bruce Allen.
Wow. I mean, this is so I mean, you know, this is Dan Snyder, who thinks he can discard people and put them in the dumpster for good. No, you can't, Dan. No, you can't. So, yeah, once Bruce Allen was kicked out the door, he decided, well, okay, you want to play that way? Well, watch this. And she's apparently doing the same thing. Now, she's...
But his lawyers are calling her to testify because they believe she's been feeding some of the dirt. Now, what that means she's legally liable for, I don't know. I'm not sure she's, you know, they're trying to get money out of her, but they're trying to get her on record admitting that she was doing this.
Well, he's claiming that there was a smear campaign against him that was organized and that she was part of that, or at least that's what the lawsuits
indicate. I say, can it be a smear campaign if it was all true?
Well, I don't know how you prove that. I don't know how you prove it's a smear campaign either.
Well, I don't know. I mean, by just going public with the cheerleader stuff and opening up that nasty crypt of dead bodies, then, you know, that was enough to kind of get Snyder destabilized. Then the report was that Bezos actually had his lawyers at least put a preliminary call into the Moog group, who's brokering the sale of the minority partners, and that raised the specter of, could he be making a move? Do you think we are moving incrementally towards a day when Snyder is ousted? Yes or no?
I would say no. I don't think he'll
be. Damn you, Andy!
I wouldn't mind seeing it, but I don't think, from everything I've read, I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think there's enough there. Now, they got Jerry Richardson. It wasn't the sexual harassment. It was the racial remarks that he made.
Right.
And there's no indication of any of that with Snyder. And as far as the sexual harassment goes, what he will say is, we settled these suits. There was no admission of guilt. We settle it for money.
Right.
So,
but yeah, until the Wilkinson report comes out and either absolves him or not, I think he's still closer to the edge than he ever wanted to be.
Oh, he's sure. But I don't think they can force him to sell if they don't have, you know, what they need to do that. And the other owners would have to vote to do that.
Right. But they just need one more thing to push him over the edge. We just need one more bounce, Andy.
I don't know.
Come on, one more bounce.
Look, what they've done, though, here's the amazing thing. And I think even Goodell said something about this at the Super Bowl. Right now, they've become the model franchise. They've got a black president. They've got a woman running broadcasting.
They got a woman coach.
First black woman coach in NFL history. They have a minority coach. He's Puerto Rican. He's not black, but he's a minority. And then they've done away with the cheerleaders, and apparently they fired all of them.
Name is gone. By the way, there will not be a name change this year. I already know your stance. You are meh on it all. Whatever it's going to be, you're fine with. Are you okay with the fact it's going to be one more year in a temporary home?
Yeah, fine.
Yeah, that's what
it's
I thought.
You know, it's just a name.
Better to wait a year than rush it, right?
Well, I don't understand why you have to, you know, there's probably 20 names that make any kind of sense. Sit down in a room, choose one. I don't know why you have to go 2 years to decide which one it is.
Yeah, you say that, Andy, but the basketball team almost became the Sea Dragons after your uncle, may he rest in peace, cousin, wanted to change the name from Bullets. That was one of the names. It was Wizards. Wizards? There was three names that were the finalists, right? One of them was Sea Dragons.
Yeah, there was
five names. Dragons.
But here's the thing. Abe and his wife, Irene, coming back on a flight, decided that it was going to be Wizards. And Susan O'Malley, who was the president of the team, Miss Marketer, said, well, let's do a contest.
Right.
So they came up with four other names. It was always going to be Wizards. They never announced the results of the contest. They just had names that they made a sponsorship deal with Boston Market with, and it came out with what Dave and Irene wanted from the start.
Yeah. Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. Oh, no, 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 no. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. The NBA, college basketball, NHL, yes, golf. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.com. AG. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big DraftKings fan duel, whatever. No. Johnny come latelys. My bookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know. In a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules, you name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at mybookie.ag. Use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. Now, make sure you read the rules on payouts regarding bonus wagering. It does require certain levels of wagering to collect your money. But if you just want to bet straight up, you don't want the deposit, you want to make a one-time bet for $1 million, win it, and then walk away, fine, you can do that as well. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. On the NFL quarterback front, interesting week as Russell Wilson starting to rock the boat just a bit in Seattle. Says he doesn't want to leave, but says, if you do trade me, here's a list of four teams. What'd you make of that story?
Well, I believe it's true. I believe that there are four teams. The thing I wonder about, though, two of the teams have fakakta owners. I mean, one is Jerry and one's Al's kid. And yes, you have.
Wait a minute. You're saying Jerry Jones is in the same boat as an owner as that idiot Mark Davis?
Yeah.
No, Andy, no. Jerry Jones is brilliant.
He's a brilliant marketer, but he also wants to be the general manager of the team.
I understand.
And he's not that.
I understand that, Andy, but I'm more hands off now than ever.
Yeah. Well, his son keeps him. His son slaps his hand every time he reaches for a Manziel. But he's still hands on.
I still think Jerry Jones is light years ahead of Mark Davis in money, vision, marketing, everything else, what they've built down there in Dallas. Really?
Did you read the story of how Mark Davis got Vegas to pay for everything to build him that stadium?
I did not.
Oh, he did the right things. I mean, he may look like he's escaped from a mental institution.
Who wrote the story? Was it recently?
It's a couple years old, I think. But that he made a deal, and the city of Las Vegas is on the hook for that stadium. Yeah. He didn't pay for it.
But you know what? I bet the city doesn't care because they've got infinity money. They love it as an amenity. When it is open this next fall, it's going to be fucking epic. And it's just another thing they've got in Vegas now to attract people to come and spend
their
money.
But he made the deal.
Yeah, I know, but whatever. He's a doofus. He's a bull haircutted, sit at the end of the bar at P.F. Chang's with nobody around him, schlepper, who didn't deserve his team. He is lucky sperm club. He's Al's kid, right? Yeah. And of course, the NFL just keeps on printing money. It looks like they're about to double their rights fees from their television partners. Not all of them. Disney is getting away with the least increase, but they're still paying a shit ton of money. Mm. Everyone else, though, is going to have to go to the wallet and go deep.
Right. And the other interesting thing with the Bezos, to bring it back to that, if he's involved, what does that mean for any kind of deals they do with Amazon? And how does that bring in even more revenue to the league? And here's a guy who understands. I was just reading today about the departure of Marty Baron from the Post. He'd been there 8 years. And in those 8 years, he turned around a sinking ship with the guidance of Bezos. And, they were in a position they were going to cut, and they've added. Washington Post is a very healthy business now.
So, is it?
Yeah.
And it's not being bankrolled by Bezos. It's a standalone, profitable business.
According to what I read in the Post today.
Okay.
That's the Post reporting. You can call it fake news if you want, but
I'm not going to use that term. There's a lot of it out there, but that's not it. I just would like to know. I mean, that's a hell of a trick. So why don't other newspapers follow that model if they're profitable?
They don't have, because of the name and, you know, the established brand, they haven't been able to monetize the internet as well as they have. Plus, Bezos is a brilliant businessman. I mean, he's worth $180 billion. I just read something the other day that Bill Gates 5 years ago was considered the richest man in the world at $75 billion. He's more than double that.
And it keeps growing because Amazon keeps growing. So, and you don't want, and you do want him as your owner, your football team. I do. Everyone's be careful. Well, it could be worse than Snyder. I'm like, no.
Let me say this.
Well, I'll take my chances with worse than Snyder.
Well, and according to this story in the Post, he let Marty Baron and the other people run the paper. He doesn't hands on everything. Here's something else. If he comes in as a minority partner, oh my God, he'll say, Dan, that's your yacht? Look at my fleet over there. You're worth $2 billion. I'm worth $180 billion. We'll see how long I'm the minority partner and you're the majority.
Oh, my God. Will Deshaun Watson get traded?
Yes.
You do?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think it's definitely going to happen. Even who's the guy that's been the longtime reporter with the Houston Chronicle there? He's John McClain. Yeah, he said when the stories came out, I can assure you that Deshaun Watson will not be traded. The latest from him is, you got to trade him as soon as you can.
So, wow. Well, he's going to get a lot in return, but they're going to have to start over as a franchise. I don't think any team can stomach going deep into the summer with a stalemate with their quarterback because every day it's reporting. Okay, minicamp, where is Deshaun? Not here. All right, training camp, where is Deshaun? Not here. All right, second preseason game, where is Deshaun? Still not here. Nobody can go the distance to try to force him to play.
Right, and eventually you're going to have to trade him and you'll get a lot less than you would now.
Yeah, you got to trade him before free agency because that's when teams are going to start making their decisions on, okay, can we get the big prize, which is Watson, or do we settle for a lesser name like a Jacoby Brissett or a Ryan Fitzpatrick or a Marcus Mariota or someone like that?
Yeah, and they're talking about three number ones and an established player. I think the Carolina deal that you heard about Christian McCaffrey, that's very likely, something like that. Yeah.
Greeny's hosting the draft on ESPN. You were thrilled to hear that, weren't you?
Yeah. I mean, I don't understand what they're doing. I know that Berman did it forever. They had Trey Wingo for a few years, and then Trey left the network because he didn't like to do radio. And
Trey leave on his own, or no, did they simply not renew him?
They didn't renew him. He said to them like a year or so into the deal. He did radio for, I think, 3 years, and he said like a year in, okay, I'm going to complete this contract, but I don't want to do radio after that. And he said, that's when they said to him, but
good.
That's when he knew.
Good. We don't want to do you anymore after this deal is up. And that's the lesson as to how Greenberg is where he is now.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
right?
Yeah. Because he's jumped Greeny. He says, how high?
Yep. Everything they ever asked him to do, he said, yes.
Yeah. No, he did this radio show. Now, I don't know how his contract was, but he was doing a morning TV show, which to me, a 2-hour daily show is a lot of work.
Sure.
I understand. And he added a 2-hour radio show willingly.
I don't know. Just so much Greenberg. And you have to ask yourself, don't they do any focus group testing to find out that nobody's asking for any more of this guy who is a nice enough fella, but just so bland.
Well, the ratings for Get Up were terrible at the beginning, now they're pretty good.
They're better now, yeah, somehow, but not because of him.
Well,
I think it's almost like the viewers finally submitted. They go, well, shit, looks like they're not going to replace it with something interesting, so... All right. What happened in the games last night?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of, it's always on in the hotel rooms and gyms and things like that. So, you don't have to change the channel.
Looks like Dan Dockich is in trouble. He deleted his Twitter account on Sunday after getting into a back and forth with a professor at Duke over the whole Jalen Johnson quitting or, opting out issue down at Duke. Duke's been great since he left. They're 5-0.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they lost yesterday.
At 5-1, yes. They were 5-0, and they lost yesterday. So, Dockich, you and I like, Andy, but I think you and I know that the way he throws bare-knuckle fists on air on his radio show and social media, he's eventually going to get taken out by the age we live in, I think.
Yeah, yeah, that sounds like that. Plus, he's an ESPN guy. And I didn't see what he said, but I assume that he was not defending Duke. He was attacking Duke.
He was attacking the player, and there was nothing that was like immediately, oh shit, he's going to get fired. But it's anything now, as you know, Andy, could be blown up into something bigger than it really is. So he deleted his account today, which is always a bad sign that he feels like he's on thin ice.
Yeah, or somebody told him to. Somebody, one of his employers told him to do it. Yeah.
Speaking of Twitter, last question. Would you pay for premium tweets? Because now that's apparently going to be a feature on Twitter.
What do you mean, premium tweets?
In other words, Twitter said they're going to roll out a program in which people who follow certain people can pay money for tweets that are not viewable by the public. So let's say there's a self-help guru you love on Twitter, and you pay, I don't know what the charge is going to be, $1 a month, $2 a month, $5 a month, whatever, that you'll be able to basically subscribe to a person's premium feed. Would you, ever A,
no,
pay? Well, you didn't let me finish. Would you?
I wouldn't pay for anything on Twitter. That seems insane.
All right. And then would you ever yourself open a premium Andy feed?
No, I'm happy to have the Twitter followers I have. I'd like to have more, but I'm not going to pay for fake ones. There's a good documentary on HBO or Showtime, one of them. It's called Fake Famous.
Yeah.
It's all about bots and buying followers and influencers, the whole McGilla. Watch it.
Oy. As you would say, oy. Welcome to March, Andy. It's a good month. We got the tournament coming up. It won't be the same, but I don't think it's going to suck as much as I thought it would 2 months ago. Things are turning around. They had fans in the stands for Butler today in Indiana when they upset Villanova. So that was good. That's good.
Yeah, and they're going to have fans in Indianapolis, and the Nats opened spring training, and they had fans in the stands for that. So it's all good.
It's all coming back. Andy, we'll talk to you next week. Thanks.
All right, Dave.
See ya. Let's end on the Lady Gaga dog story. Just one last note, and I'm sure I talked about it last week. I'm almost pretty sure I talked about it. I should really keep a better track of all this shit, and I apologize I didn't. But I saw the TMZ video of the dog walker getting shot, and it was from somebody's Ring doorbell, and it was chilling because the guy is screaming as the dogs are being abducted. Now, some people made the snarky comments that he didn't come off sounding very tough or manly. But guess what? He still took a fucking bullet for Lady Gaga's bulldogs. That is the best dog walker in the history of dog walkers, if you ask me. And kind of insane, if you think about it. So here he is. I'm watching the video. You're going to hear it right now. Come on, volume. Where are you at? Where are you at, volume? Oh, there we go.
Help me!
I know, I'm mocking, but this dude took a bullet. I didn't. Ryan Fisher is his name.
Help!
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 That's pretty horrifying. Now, a couple of neighbors come out here. You're going to hear their voices in just a second. At this point, imagine thinking, I'm going to fucking die for somebody who's worth half a billion dollars walking her goddamn dogs. Well, she's out of the country.
I've been shot. Help me. We're calling 911 for you. I'm bleeding out my heart, my lungs. I'm bleeding out my chest. They shot me in my right heart. Oh, my God. Help me. They stole two dogs. I'm bleeding out. Oh, my God.
I mean, we're a minute 40 into this video. Still, nobody has come up to him. Now, finally, somebody walks up, stands a couple feet away, and just looks down at him. Like, oh, look at you. Really? You've been shot, huh? I'm dubious about that. Get down there and apply some pressure, for God's sakes.
They stole two dogs. They're Frenchies. They're actually waiting here.
Wait till you hear this. All right, here comes a second person. Ready? Are you okay? No, I'm not okay. I'm on the ground. You probably see this big spreading puddle of crimson blood. That's mine. And I've been screaming for the last minute and a half, oh my God, I've been shot. Are you okay? I guess that's a natural thing to say, like, are you okay, when you really should say, all right, tell me what's going on here. Obviously, you're not okay. What's going on? Where have you been shot? Where are you injured? Where's the wound? What's going on? Blah, blah, blah. The two dogs that were taken were recovered. So all three dogs are back. Exit question, because thankfully Ryan Fisher is going to live. How much does Lady Gaga pay him? And if I'm Ryan Fisher, I'm going to quietly lawyer up, and I'm going to have my lawyer say to Lady Gaga, if whatever you're thinking of doing to tip my guy who took a bullet for your dogs doesn't rhyme with Ilion, then believe you me, we're going to go public, and it's going to be very bad for you. So guess what? You probably got $500 million in the bank, lady. Can I call you lady? Pick $1 million off the pile, give it to this guy. He took a bullet for your dogs. We shall see. That is a wrap for a Monday. Thank you so much for downloading. As always, you can subscribe and then get five full days of me every week, including Fridays, which are usually a slight cut above, but not necessarily. Those that subscribe to the Zabecast, they do it in part because they want to help fund the whole venture and reward good content for being produced, but you don't have to. You can happily freeload for these 4 days and then just skip Fridays. I will hate you for it, but I'm just saying. Thank you if you do subscribe. Go to zabe.com/premium to find out how you can subscribe and be a true one percenter. Spread the word, rate and review, tickle the algorithm, and do all that good stuff. March is here, and it's going to get more and more glorious as springtime comes in sports and society. I'm optimistic about that. Thanks for listening. Have a great Monday, and we will. See you next time. Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. Oh, no. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. The NBA, college basketball, NHL, yes, golf. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.com. AG. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big DraftKings fan duel, whatever. No. Johnny come latelys. My bookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know. In a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules, you name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at mybookie.ag. Use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. Now, make sure you read the rules on payouts regarding bonus wagering. It does require certain levels of wagering to collect your money. But if you just want to bet straight up, you don't want the deposit, you want to make a one-time bet for $1 million, win it, and then walk away, fine, you can do that as well. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.